Yeah, this item is, 12.4 is entitled Purchase Order Approvals and Ratifications. And there are two items from the Restricted General Fund identified as purchase orders number 70691 and 70692. I pulled this because I got a couple of telephone calls from people who said that they didn't understand what these purchase orders were for. They are identified as for an international convention and exhibit in Dubai for $53,720 and a Cosmoproof Worldwide Bologna event for $84,366. And so I wanted to better understand this and what these monies were going for. So I can't do this if people are shouting out. Give me the courtesy to just ask the questions and talk.
There's been a question regarding this item. We pulled it, we're discussing it. Please pay attention. Thank you.
So first of all, can I ask the Executive Vice President about what these two conferences are?
Yeah, these two conferences are actually trade shows that are part of the Center for International Trade Development's Export Development program activities. They're funded by the Small Business Administration. Those funds go to the California Chancellor's Office for the Economic Workforce Development Program. There's seven CITDs in the state of California. They all have submitted proposals for various trade shows to do matchmaking for export companies in the region. So the one that we're doing right now is the one in Bologna. There's one planned in Dubai in the future, but that hasn't been set yet.
Okay. And the one in Bologna, is there a precedent for this?
This is called a STEP grant. The STEP grant is actually a state trade and export promotion grant program. It was authorized by the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010. It's a three-year period. All 50 states in the country have access to funds to be able to propose to do these kinds of trade shows. We did one last year. There was a STEP grant that came through the Chancellor's office. We took 12 companies to Bologna last year. This year, we're taking 23.
And why are we taking almost twice as many this year?
Because there is a thriving sector in the LA area having to do with beauty products. We have an obligation to identify sector activity in the LA area and put those companies together and provide trade missions for them as part of the program activities for the Centers for International Trade Development.
As a result of this conference last year in Bologna, this trade show in Bologna, was there any economic benefit that was realized?
Yes, there's a Department of Commerce formula that is used based on a number of things. It has to do with export sales. It has to do with companies being able to enter new markets in different countries, and then capital infusion. With last year's 12 companies that went to Bologna, we generated $13 million in export sales. We helped 9 companies enter 27 different district markets and countries. Created 54 jobs from that trade activity for those 12 companies, and we facilitated $4.2 million in capital infusion.
And why is it that we're also considering we're going back to Bologna for this trade conference, mm-hmm. but why are we also considering going to Dubai as well?
Well, Dubai is also an area, California Pavilion, the state of California has a pavilion in these countries to showcase California companies for international trade. And the Department of Commerce identifies these areas and these places and then reaches out through the different sectors in the state of California. In this case, it's the Chancellor's Office, the CITDs. This is also a partnership with the Los Angeles Export Group, which includes the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, the Department of Commerce, SBA. Let me see here. the Professional Beauty Association. The CITDs in the state, just they specialize in the different areas. And Dubai is going to have a California pavilion this year.
Now, do we expect, because we're taking virtually twice as many companies to on these trips this year, to generate more jobs and more more economic growth?
The whole point of this is to be able to identify outcomes, measurable outcomes from the trade missions. In the case last year, we had capital infusion, we had export sales, we had jobs created. We'll be doing the same thing with the 23 companies this year. There's a lot of preparation that goes into this before the companies go there. There's research that's done for the various companies. There's trade matchmaking that's arranged through the CITD, as well as the Department of Commerce in the state of California. And there's follow-up activity after these companies have gone and showcased their products and met with counterparts in other countries and then come back and then hopefully do trade transactions.
And where does the money come from to pay for these trips?
It comes from the Small Business Administration. The money is passed to the California Chancellor's Office, Community College Chancellor's Office. There's an Economic Workforce Development Program, which is the third primary mission of the California Community Colleges. It's workforce development, economic development, and the international trade is one of the 10 initiatives through the EWD program in the Chancellor's Office.
Is any of the money that goes to pay for these trade conferences come from our general fund, by which we put on classes and pay teachers and staff?
None whatsoever. This money comes from the SBA and the people, the companies that are paying for the opportunity to go to the trade pavilion for the state of California. There's two staff people that we have that are attending. One is our CITD program manager. The other one is the international trade specialist. They will facilitate the group of 23 with the companies that they've arranged appointment with overseas. Their costs are covered by the participants and the SBA funds.
When you say the participants, do the 23 companies pay money to attend these conferences?
Yes, they do. They have to pay the full cost of going over there, as well as some expenses when they get there. Most of the costs that come from the SBA, Chancellor's Office matched some of these funds as well. They had to put a match to it, but most of the costs that come from the FBA are SBA are going to the pavilion costs. There's a build out for the booth. There's a whole series of people that work for the California Pavilion that are designated to set up appointments and identify trade matchmaking companies, and so those costs go to cover that.
And are there any, other than the two individuals you've identified as coming from Long Beach City College, are there any other Long Beach City College employees or personnel going on this trip?
No.
So there are no trustees?
No trustees are going on this trip.
No administrators?
No trustees have been asked to go on this trip.
No trustees have asked to go on this trip.
And you said that this was part of the Long Beach City College mission or community college mission. What do you base that on?
Well, I think it's best maybe if I just give you some language. Last year, the Economic Workforce Development Program has been authorized in statutory code since 1996. The third primary mission for economic workforce development was identified then. It was reauthorized last year in Senate Bill 1402, and under the mission statement, there are six items talking about principles that apply. Three of those areas apply to supporting business development and employers. And then it talks about the program is designed to do two of the following. One of them is to advance economic growth, global competitiveness through education, training, and services contributing to workforce improvement. The second is advancing California's economic jobs recovery and sustainable economic growth through labor market aligned education, workforce training, sector strategies focusing on workforce development, technology deployment, and business development.
Now, we do quite a bit in this economic and workforce development area here at Long Beach City College, don't we?
We do. We've had a very active program the last few years.
And these include going after programs like the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small businesses?
We've developed a platform of business support programs through our Los Angeles Area Network Small Business Development Center. It's the seventh largest funded network of SBDC's lead center in the country. It's the largest in California. It covers a three-county area, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara. We have the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program, which has graduated 150 participants. 25% of those people come from the city of Long Beach. 50% of them have created new jobs. 75% of them have increased their sales. This is part of international trade is part of business development. It's the same thing. It's just a focus on international trade and export activity.
And this is all part of the statutory and regulatory missions of community colleges in California?
It is. And part of why we've done this, where we have business support, is because we have education for our students. We train the workforce, and this is designed to make sure that we are able to support businesses so they are competitive, they remain competitive, they can grow, and they can create jobs, and not only that, create the right kinds of jobs so our students in the workforce have access to jobs.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Trustee Troy, you had some questions regarding this item as well?
Yeah, I was just wondering, are you aware that more than 25% of the businesses going on the trip are located in the San Francisco Bay Area?
We have businesses come all over the state of California. Most of them are in Southern California, but the CITDs focus on industry sectors and don't compete in those industry sectors. So some of the industry sectors up north have businesses from Southern California join their STEP program.
I wanted to just kind of say that in connection to what, Trustee Otto kind of asked the question already that I was going to ask about these expenditures being from the restricted fund. I mean, if we voted this down, would it provide a single dime for our general fund to keep classes open? Because I mean, I'll be honest. I've listened to the arguments in favor of these things. I'm not convinced. I mean, if there were a way that I could see to it this money went to keeping our classes open, I would definitely vote it down. But the fact is there's not. It's just, it's frustrating to me some of the, you know, ways that, you know, the constraints that we operate under. And while I'm on the topic, I would just like to say in regard to something else that our student trustee said about our accreditation, where it's going to hurt us. Something else, especially, that's really frustrated me, where we spend money instead of in the classroom, is something that you can hate us for it, but the bottom line is, the accreditation commission flat out gave us instructions that we do not spend enough money on this compiling data and tracking different cohorts of students. I mean, believe me, there is nobody in this room, and I know there's a lot of angry people back here, there's nobody in this room who's more angry than me. I and my job, and that pays the bills, which is not this one, needless to say, I was displaced from my job 2 years ago as a teacher. I expect to be displaced again because of this nationwide war on teachers, this viewpoint that it is the teacher's fault that less than 100% of students are successful, putting this illusion that it's possible for 100% of people, including students who don't do anything, to be successful, that student success needs to be put ahead of student access. It's very, very frustrating to me, but if there was something I could do about it, I really wish I could, but bottom line is, just like
okay, Trustee Boyd, we're on a topic of 12.4.
The point is, this is one of the things that I personally am frustrated, but and I wish there was something I could do about it. But bottom line is, voting this down is not going to provide any more money for our classes, and I just so.
Trustee Keller.
Well, the most of the comments, and I must say thank you, Bill Pearl and LB Report, for at least posting it. And the reason I say that is because, in all fairness, this was the, for us as a college, this was the infamous softball being tossed to us. We do not get coverage in the local newspaper, for the most part, on this area. And this big sign behind us, if you look closely at it, promotes what it says. Workforce development by delivering high-quality education programs, support service to our diverse community. So when this came up, it gave us a golden opportunity to sit there. We done? Okay. It gave us the opportunity to sit there and explain what this program is. There is a fundamental question about why are we involved in it to begin with, but as you've heard some reasons why. We are delivering to help local businesses to expand, grow businesses, et cetera. That's one of our missions. And so the opportunity to explain a little bit more is actually refreshing. So I appreciate the fact that the issue even came up. I can't be upset with a program that's been recognized for doing all the things during very difficult economic times and being successful and being honored for being successful. All these programs you heard that were mentioned previously, Goldman Sachs programs, others, are all part of this. And other community colleges in California don't have the ability to deliver like we've been able to do so in this one area, which is not your traditional classroom, but nonetheless it is teaching, it is helping. And so it was nice to have the opportunity to talk about the overall workforce development and what we do to serve the community and help the community, especially during difficult times. So it was really a good opportunity. The biggest point I wanted to pull away from it, though, and it has been brought up, but I'm going to reiterate it one more time, is the fact that trustees were never going to be attending this, had no reason to attend it. And so I'd read something where people had talked about possibly, we let the people that know what they're doing go to these events, and they are, and they do a tremendous job. So I appreciate the opportunity that we were actually able to present this, because it's something that there's nothing to hide. It's very positive, and it's been moving forward in a positive way for the community, and I applaud the people, and I appreciate the fact somebody asked the question, because we've been doing this for a long time, and somebody finally looked at it and brought it up, and it gave us the opportunity to explain it in more detail, and hopefully it did. People in the program should be commended. The college should be proud of what's going on as we reach out and try to help the local community and the business side. And it's an area that we are involved with. Final point is, there was a question about, well, isn't this the duty of the Chamber of Commerce? Chamber of Commerce is an advocacy group. They're there, it's a membership, things of that nature. We are doing this to help businesses in the local community, as well as mentioned, throughout the state of California, because of the quality of the program we offer here at Long Beach City College. So it was a good opportunity to hopefully say something positive, and I believe we did. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, can I have a motion, please?
Yeah, I would move approval of item 12.4 to purchase order approvals and ratifications in its entirety, which would include these monies for these two international conventions in Bologna and Dubai.
Second. Yeah, a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment if I can. You know, I find it hard to understand that people would say, and I've heard this in the community over the last couple of days, that Long Beach City College should not be doing this kind of work. That economic and workforce development is not something that we should be involved with, that should be left to the chambers of commerce or business associations. Well, the way that this works is that the legislature says, this is what your mission is, and these are the things that you are expected to do. And as a result of that, we try and devote resources to what our mission is, and that includes economic and workforce development. In fact, we've established ourselves as one of the premier economic and workforce development programs, not only in the state of California, but really nationally. And historically, we've been very proud of that. When Goldman Sachs, which totally funds at no cost to anyone, this 10,000 small business program, we were the second program selected in the United States. Most recently, the Kauffman Foundation came up with an innovation fund, which they'd been trying to do through universities and college, four-year colleges for years and years, unsuccessfully, and they finally said, you know what? Economic and workforce development, entrepreneurship, is best taught in community colleges, and that's where we're going to fund it. And so Long Beach was picked up as one of three community colleges in the United States for to participate in $1 million fund to train businesses and help businesses grow through an entrepreneurship program. And it's part of what we're expected to do. It's part of what we do well. And what I don't understand is the idea that we shouldn't do it because some people think that we should have a different mission. If we need to change the mission, then go to the legislature. Don't come to the board and say, don't do that, do something else. And as Mark said, you know, the monies for these programs don't cost a red cent to the instructional programs that we do. It's part of what we do, and that's why I made the motion and support it.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Okay, hearing none, take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Thank you.